This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Thursday, Sep 21. Well, cattle markets started out a little bit weaker yesterday, so we've seen some pressure, especially in feeders. Previous 2 days, it had a pretty decent break. The live cattle had a key reversal the previous day, but yesterday, with a slightly lower opening, and then the market started to work its way higher, closing higher across the complex. So at this point, working on negating the key reversal in live cattle, and for feeders, you know, that upward trend is still well intact. There's just so much underlying strength to this market, especially this time of year, that it's hard to envision the market really falling apart, at least at this point. We're still targeting early October for feeders. I just think demand for calves is going to be as strong as it always is this time of year, but additional upward momentum coming from the corn guys in the Midwest wanting to walk the corn off the place rather than drive it. You've got improving moisture conditions in the central and southern plains. That's going to set the winter wheat crop up well for grazing. And I think you're going to see demand for lightweight calves to put on grass this fall to be pretty strong. You're going to see heifer retention going on. And on top of all that, you already are coming into this season with very tight calf supplies. So you've got plenty of feed grain around. You know, the backgrounders are going to be retaining animals. Yes, you'll have to sell some for cash flow. But I think if you're going to keep anything, it'll be the heifers and just see what next spring brings. But you are setting up for better grazing conditions in the south. And I think that will continue to support this market, at least in the short term. We don't see any major hiccups coming from the economic sector. That would certainly put a dagger in the heart of high beef prices. So, everything seems to be pretty much intact. We have seen the cash trade steady to a little bit higher this week. We're trading around 186 on the Fed trade, which is up 2 from last week. So you have some support coming from the cash. It's the box beef values that are throwing up some red flags. And frankly, that seems to be the only sector of the beef space and the cattle space that is struggling here. So for the last 8 days in a row, the choice has been lower. We were down another 86 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 301. So we've dropped about, $13, $14 in the last 8 days on the choice. Select hasn't been that bad. We were down pretty hard yesterday. We're down 310 at 279. So it's lost about $7 in the last 8 days, but it hasn't been down every day in that space. We got the spread was down, up to 24. We're sitting at 22.58. Loads, 196, which is a huge number. In fact, that's the biggest load count we've seen all calendar year. So, and this has been a consistent story. As the box beef values have come down, the load count has really increased. So the demand is there. The buyers are stepping up on these discounted prices. And the slaughter volume has been pretty steady. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 374, which is just down 4,000 from last week, but it is down 9,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 55 cents. We're sitting at 253.42. So the cash trade looks pretty solid in the live cattle space or the fed cattle, the feeder cattle. The buyers are there. It's the box beef, prices keep going lower. So clearly the packers want to move product. Export sales have been pretty sluggish the last couple of weeks. So that, perhaps that's part of it. But the buyers are there. They are responding to these lower prices. So the demand is there. Seasonally, demand tends to be pretty firm as we get fall started. You get a little bit of a, a slowdown in mid-fall, and then you get another run-up into early December as you prepare for the holidays. If the economy is still chugging along like it is, headed into December, I would imagine beef prices are going to perform fairly well. As far as feeder cattle go, seasonally you tend to see, good demand in early October, especially when you have a big corn crop, which we do. With winter wheat grazing looking promising, I would expect that demand for calves will stay strong through October. And so we're targeting, at least early October, and a pretty good chance of a seasonal high stretching into early November. Now, the more rain you get in the southern plains, unless it's just flooding and you have nothing but mud in those winter wheat pastures. But I think, you know, the better that winter wheat looks, the more producers are going to want to put some sort of livestock on it. And that will just continue to support the market. So we had a breather here. We had a correction. But I think yesterday's reversal up does tell us that we're not quite done yet to the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.